The village of Hoosick Falls, New York, has voted to file two lawsuits related to the contamination of water supplies with the chemical PFOA. The first measure, approved by the village board Tuesday night, directs Albany law firm Nolan and Heller to begin litigation against Saint-Gobain and Honeywell, two companies being investigated for the PFOA contamination of local water supplies. The second measure allows the village to take legal action against the firm Fitzgerald Morris Baker Firth PC, which the village board had initially retained to negotiate with the companies, but later dropped amid widespread community opposition to a proposed partial settlement agreement. Together, that law firm and public relations firm Bean Communications are seeking more than $500,000 for time spent advising the village under the last administration. WAMC's Brian Shields spoke Wednesday with Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen.
We are trying in good faith to come to some sort of interim settlement agreement where we can get some of the expenses that the village has taken on over the past 2.5 years. But that's proving to be very difficult and challenging. So this is why we're sort of in the situation we're in now.
Have you added up the cost yet to the village?
Yes. It changes because there are a lot of things that happened historically, and then there's additional things such as the filtration system is housed in another portion of our water treatment plant. We're paying the electricity on that. We're heating that. There's just so many things that have happened and transpired over time that it's really put the village and the citizens in a tight spot.
Has this incident, the last 2.5 years or so, damaged the reputation of Hoosick Falls? Has it hurt you economically? Are there companies that perhaps want to locate there then think, oh, that's the place with the PFOA and maybe we better move on? Have you considered that in your lawsuit?
That's a very challenging question to answer, and I don't there's going to be a lot. If we have to go to the lawsuit, I think that the lawsuit that we file will speak for itself. But, in one side of it, we've had a lot of great entrepreneurs take a risk and have that pay back huge, and we've really had a lot of great businesses cropping up. At the same time, I still, as a teacher, hear stories about when visiting sports teams come in, their parents are saying, oh, you're going to Hoosick Falls, don't drink the water. And unfortunately, it's that sort of thing that has followed our name, even though we know that the filtration system is working right now.
And the filtration system, that is now hooked up. It's now covering water to everyone in the village?
Yes, and it's been hooked up for, I want to say, about a year now. I don't remember the exact starting point. And it's tested on a monthly and sometimes more than monthly basis. It's got built-in redundancies. We test the water as it comes out of the first filtration tank and then as it comes out of the second filtration tank. So we know it's producing PFOA non-detect levels in the water that we're serving to the village.